Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The universe, Northwoods included, is about to bid farewell to month four and ascend into segment five of the year 2012. By our next meeting on the radio website, Border Country will be well into May and about to celebrate the full Budding Flowers moon on day six. My, how April flew by. Everything transitional in the northern outdoors has retreated somewhat, now proceeding more or less normal, following the warmest March in memory. The walleye spawn has slowed, and deciduous buds have gone into a holding pattern. With samples of winter raising its ire as we journeyed through the past 30 days, we forest dwellers got a little bit of everything Mother Nature has to offer. It's time to settle things down from that up-and-down passage into a real spring. With shoots of green reappearing through the dwindling snow, this is a time for the reality of rebirth to get going in earnest. Mallards are hatching, and next generations of foxes, wolves, otters, and many other wild babies have been coming into the world. Meanwhile, spiders, caterpillars, beetles, and a million other crawling creatures are popping out just in time for the return of hungry avian. I even observed a beetle-like critter crawling over the new snow. I'm told that the first wood ticks are out and about, although none have found yours truly yet, during my early outdoor chores. Beyond those nasty pests, a more pleasant announcement signals the true vernal return. The birds of Minnesota have landed. Yes, loons have come back to Gunflint Lake during the past week. I've heard that some were back at other area lakes the week prior, but regardless of the timing, it's great to hear those sweet Northwoods calls. As the last snow moved on, leaving a smooth forest blanket, we at Wildersmith were paid a visit by at least a part of the Gunflint Loon Lake Wolf Pack. We did not see them in the flesh, but had fresh track evidence that they were snooping about the yard during our nighttime. We also had a fox in the mix sometime during that same bewitching hours. Maybe they were brought near by the animal version of the moccasin telegraph, passing the word about an unusual visitor in the neighborhood, that of the Wildersmith raccoon. Whatever it was that prompted the candid visit, those tracks in the white afforded us another intriguing wilderness adventure to contemplate. Regarding that masked critter saga, the final chapter for it at Wildersmith has come to a close. Finally, after nearly 2 weeks of being a no-show, the return occurred a few nights after the big snowstorm. This visit turned out to be its last, as curiosity for a piece of bread and jelly brought surprising incarceration. With several darkness hours of fruitless escape attempts, it was pretty much worn out and docile by the time it was bid farewell into happy hunting grounds elsewhere. Up to this point, none of its kin have come by, but one has to figure that this one didn't just come to Gunflint territory as a single tourist. So it's goodbye to the first one-third of the year, and welcome to the month of growth. It's hoped that the allergens are not too bad, and that we all break out with a rash of spring fever. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on, and savor the goodness of nature around us.